Harper Audio presents Still Ranting After All These Years, read by Dennis Miller. Has America really changed? Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but for me, there is no more reassuring proof that America has not fundamentally changed since September 11th than the stirring sight of a shiny, suited executive simultaneously screaming into his cell phone, flipping me off, and screeching through an 80-mile-per-hour left turn through a red light in his black sperm whale-sized SUV sporting two tiny American flags. Immediately following September 11th, everyone entered a sort of undeniable and palpable state of shock. Daily life was suddenly and utterly disrupted. Priorities shifted drastically. Convenience evaporated. Security tightened. Access Hollywood began playing the serious music. Many of you tried to find safety and refuge in your homes, seeking the solace and security of being among family and friends, while others of you were simply too afraid or depressed to go anywhere outside or stop watching television. And what you saw on television caused you to be completely enraged and horrified by humanity. You became simultaneously terrified, racked with guilt, and suspicious of everything and everyone. In other words, you became me. I remember my reaction after September 11th. I immediately began viewing my fellow citizens as though they were cherished family members. Unless, of course, I didn't trust their looks. And by the way, if anybody who resembles that goofy asshole with a shoe bomb ever sits down next to me on the plane, I'm going to call the stewardess over and say, "Hey, unless this jagoff is the harmonica player for the Jagoffs band, get him off the fucking plane now." I never enjoyed air flight, but now I don't board a plane without taking a moment to shoot myself in the thigh with a tranquilizer dart. As a matter of fact, I don't get on until my blood is coursing with enough Thorazine to drop an epileptic rhino. Let's see, what else has changed? Certainly Afghanistan has, now that the Taliban has become the right said Fred of governing bodies. Afghanistan actually has a Ministry of Women's Affairs, headed by a woman. Christ, America doesn't have a Ministry of Women's Affairs, unless you count the delightfully sassy women of The View. They always tell it like it is. You go, girlfriend. You have to admit, phone sex has gotten a lot hotter in recent months. There's just something spicy about knowing that Ashcroft might be listening in. As for what many are calling racial profiling in the